This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
He's 50% class, 50% sass, and 50% bad at math. Townhall.com editor and Fox News contributor Katie Pavlich. If you can't laugh at his jokes, just look at his face. Writer and comedian Joe DeVito. She's like a rubber band, thin, useful, but bound to snap sooner or later. Fox News contributor Kat Tipp. And he's a big fish in every pond. My massive sidekick and host of Nupset on Fox Nation, Tyrus.
If it's not in their midst, then it doesn't exist. Yep, as crime rates climb, to Joy Reid, it's just summertime. But as video mounts of five-figure discounts, the media keeps grifting about shoplifting. I can't help myself. This weekend, San Francisco really was the land of the free. On Monday, a downtown Neiman Marcus was robbed by thieves, smashing and grabbing like they were Andrew Cuomo near a female staffer. This latest incident of wealth redistribution comes as a Bay Area Target store are cutting store hours due to losses from rampant theft. Stores will now close at 6 p.m. instead of 10 because, you know, it's a scientific fact that shoplifters spend their days doing charity work at orphanages. So crime has Target cutting hours while criminals become empowered. Target may soon follow Walgreens' lead to closing stores for good. But that's not enough. The SFPD is reporting auto burglaries are up a modest 753% since this time last year. Violent crime has also enjoyed a long weekend with more than 180 people killed across the U.S. The good news is none of this is happening, according to Joy Reid in a recent Twitter exchange with New York Times fiction writer Nicole Hannah Jones. Reid claimed, "I've seen more TV stories about crime than the actual anecdotes from friends in NYC and other big cities bear out." So if Joy Reid's friends haven't been murdered, then no one has. Right, we should go by the anecdotal evidence of far-left pundit friends over murder statistics. Where the hell did you get this dumb idea?
You listen to conservative media, you would think that, you know, entire cities are just, you know, embroiled in fights and fires and whatever. We went out and had a great dinner in New York City tonight. People actually walked up to us and said, thank you for, I watch you every night. I can't believe they thought they had to do a double take at us actually hanging out and not seeing us on the TV screen.
That never happened. But Joy, if you're going to steal an idea, at least make it a good one. I just like the way that segment just kind of like deflated. Well, it was like everybody was like going, is that it? Wait, where's the funny dog video? I was promised a dog video. Joe, is there anything at this point that anybody could do if the politicians and the media don't care? Because they're the ones that hold the finger on influence and power. You can't do anything without them.
There's some very simple solutions to deal with the shoplifters. In San Francisco, it's not a felony if you steal less than $950.
Right.
You mark everything up to $960.
Yeah.
And you offer a mail-in rebate.
Yes.
That's what you do. And I like the commitment to journalism on Joy Reid's part, though, that, you know, look, I've never had an ovarian cyst.
Yes.
They don't exist. No, I could look them up and be like, oh, that is a thing that some people are experiencing.
Right, right.
So this this idea that because you or your group of friends who probably have pretty cushy lives have not experienced something that doesn't exist. That's the power of journalism right there. Mm-hmm. If you can look away from it, it doesn't exist.
Exactly. Oh, Katie, how imagine if you said there's no racism because you've never experienced any racism. So clearly it doesn't exist. That would get you fired. And what she did and what Don Lemon do are the exact same thing, because they're negating human suffering and death because they didn't see it.
Well, and the irony is that they're supposed to be the side of the political aisle that is supposed to stand up for the people who are getting oppressed the most in this country. But when it comes to getting murdered or mugged on the street or having your store looted, they seem to be totally fine with it because they have not experienced it. I don't live in New York, and I was here last week, and I experienced it by watching people walk out of a Walgreens with all this stuff, and the poor managers and people working behind the counter are like, what are we going to do? And those are the real victims. I mean, these are people going to work every day on time to do an honest job, to make an honest living. And they're getting totally screwed by the media and the politicians who just act like we're not going to deal with the problem because somehow they think it's good for them.
Yeah, I don't understand it, Tyrus. Are they why are the is it because they're too linked to the politically too linked to crime to take responsibility for it? So they just say, like, if we just let this kind of wave go into the fall and dissipate, we won't get tagged? I don't know.
No, I think it's because they've married that all things bad happened with President Trump. And to acknowledge, you got him banished from social media. Mm-hmm. Other than the occasional rally, we don't hear him or see him. But yet the problems are still here. And if anything, they're magnifying and becoming bigger. So he's not the bad guy that you needed him to be because it's still happening.
Right.
And here's the thing, and to Kate's point, what ends up happening is after 2 months of at every time at 5 o'clock, the shoplifting spree happens. Those corporate stores are going to be like, we're losing money there.
Right. Yeah.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
So then they're out of a job.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And they got nowhere else to go for another work. So then you're going to create new criminals, and then you're going to create vigilantes who have had enough, who's going to take a bat and decide to go upside somebody's head to stop them from stealing.
And they're going to get charged.
And they're going to get charged. Like, it, all the while going, everything's better now because the evil guy's gone.
Right.
And what we're finding is that, and we've said it a million times, it's not guns, knives, cars, it's people. We have emboldened the wrong people. We have emboldened the people who don't believe in an honest day's work. We don't believe in integrity. They believe that everyone owes them something and they're all victims, so everything they do is okay. That's who we've emboldened. That's who these politicians emboldened. And they're fine because, you know what? They're only attacking the Walmarts and the neighborhoods where they don't live.
Exactly.
When they come through their gated community for their houses, let's see when Don Lemon changes his tune.
Yeah, Joy Reid doesn't live near these Walmarts, apparently. No. You know, Kat, you must be happy, though, because have you increased your shoplifting now that you know that you won't be arrested?
Well, I was going to say, I've also never had an ovarian cyst. So I'm happy about that. I also just don't think this is going to work. I don't think it's going to decrease the shoplifting because they're closing the store at night.
Right.
How is that going to do anything? People are going in there and stealing all this stuff. I think they're still going to be able to work that into their schedule.
Now they have, you know, what's great for them is like, hey, our nights are free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not like, oh, well, you know, I have my day job where I sit in an office and then I go steal a bunch of stuff. No, like they'll be like, okay, great. I guess I'll do that during the day and I'll get a good night's rest.
Exactly. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Their joints may be swelling, but their songs are still selling. Right now, the top-selling album on iTunes is Queen's Greatest Hits from 1981, followed closely by Joni Mitchell's Blue from 1971, which means less money for Britney Spears' dad. Amazing, half a century old and still on top. That could be you in 2 years, Kat. Rounding out the top 50 include the Eagles, Creedence Clearwater Revival, ABBA, Fleetwood Mac, Journey, and Wilfred Brimley. So has the world finally come to their senses with regards to musical taste, or did boomers just finally discover how to buy music on iTunes? But it's just like what my dad used to say, Greg, age is just a number. And it turns out Granny and I did have a blast on prom night. Skip that. Thank you. Either way, it's great news for aging rock stars. In fact, a while back, we came up with the perfect product to keep them going.
Are you an over-the-hill rock legend who refuses to retire? Do you have trouble getting up onto the stage? Then you need Rockstair.
Rockstair.
Rockstairs are the elite chair lifts for those musicians who need to roll on their way to rock. Here's how it works. Sit down, strap in, and just 3 hours later, you'll be on stage safe and sound.
Rockstair.
And Rockstairs are totally portable for those grueling tours. Can't climb the big steps at Wembley Stadium? Rockstairs. That ramp a little too steep at Madison Square Garden? Rockstairs. Having trouble getting on the tour bus? Sorry, can't help you.
Get a better bus. Rockstairs.
So why worry about busting a hip when you could focus on busting that next big melting soul? Get Rockstairs today.
Rockstairs.
Go around the horn, so to speak, Katie. What are your thoughts on this scintillating topic?
Well, I love this rock stair idea, but now you need it for all of the fans, because I know that the fans probably feel like they need that too. But I love a classic rock. Love the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, all kinds of folks. My parents listen to them, so big fan. Got to put it on the turntable.
I am disturbed, Joe, by the fact that none of these bands are being canceled by their outrageous groupie sex behavior of the 70s. None of us could have any fun anymore, but they had a great time.
They did. Where did they take this survey? Outside of Sam Goody's? These are old, old acts.
By the way, that joke only works on the East Coast.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's regional.
Well, yes, it's a regional joke, Joe. You should know better.
Well, most of my jokes don't even work up and down the East Coast.
So. Yes, that's true.
Crapshoot.
Try to work in ovarian cysts, though. By all means.
Don't let that go.
I like classic rock. The problem I find is that there are bands I think I'm listening to that are new, and it came out in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I'm not going to listen to hip-hop. It's not for middle-aged white guys.
Yeah.
We don't care about the streets. We care about the lawns.
Kat, I don't like classic rock because, technically, I'm older than it. There's no question in it.
I like it. And I think a lot of new music isn't very good. Mm. And I, like, my husband is the best thing that ever happened to me, but he has the musical taste of, like, a Forever 21. And it is so bad, and it's so irritating and so awful. Just the music, not the marriage. But so I completely understand how this could possibly happen. Love you.
Well, Kat's younger than the music.
Mm. I am far younger. That's true.
You were born in, what, 71?
Yeah. No, he's 72.
72.
Yeah.
Tyrus, what are your thoughts?
Well, this is TikTok's fault. This is Fleetwood Mac's fault. Kids hear a cool song to somebody, and they're like, oh, wow, what is that? And they Google it, and they realize that there was actual artists and actual music long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, because it's not sampled, it's not written by a school of musicians to make one American Idol dropout sound good.
Right.
And there's more things about life than Whip, which apparently is a car.
Yeah.
Girls.
Yeah.
Boys. And being cool. Yeah. So when they hear reality songs, like, what is that? Oh, that's bass. And what's the other thing? That's a drum set. And those are called drumsticks. So how do they sing and run around and do their TikTok with you? They don't. They don't. So it's a history lesson, because the new stuff is horrible. And we care about lawns, too. We just don't want to mow yours.
So,
I think my biggest irritation with modern music is that it's not poetic. It's too literal.
Ugh, I don't like any lyrics. The best music has no lyrics. Although, I grew up loving Queen in the mid-70s. The lead singer got all the ladies. Up next.
You got to talk.
You always say we got to talk after, then you run away from me. We are out of time. Thanks to Katie Pavlich, Joe DeVito, Kat Tipp, Tyrus, our studio audience. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I love you, America.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.